Well, out of that warning to retirees not to resort to high-risk investments as official interest rates head closer to zero. Joining me now in the studio is the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, seems to be well aware that yesterday's rate cut makes him unpopular among retirees. What's he saying about that?
Well, Eleanor, who would have thought a year ago that the cash rate would have a zero in front of it? It's now 0.75% after yesterday's quarter of a percentage point cut. And, of course, there are winners and losers as the Reserve Bank tries to kickstart the economy. Last night, in an off-the-cuff moment, Reserve Bank Governor Dr. Philip Lowe injected a rare bit of colour to a monetary policy speech, confirming that falling deposit rates means much lower returns for anyone with a bank deposit. And as a result, he knows that he's not the flavour of the month among retirees who aren't buying his line about undesirable side effects.
And as I was coming here this evening, someone yelled out from their car to tell me that I wasn't doing a good job. So I'm constantly reminded of the negative effects of low interest rates.
Getting a laugh there, Philip Lowe speaking in Melbourne last night. So, Peter, if retirees aren't getting decent returns from their low-risk deposits, what can they do?
Well, as we've seen in history, for every perceived crisis, there's an opportunity for sharks to emerge with investment schemes, whether that's hooking investors into property or risky ventures that might promise better returns. There are also risky debenture products that talk about 5 or 6% returns, but the fine print is full of risk factors, and memories are pretty short about failed investments a decade or so ago than the likes of FinCorp, Westpoint, Storm Financial and other products where retirees are especially were burnt. Ian Yates, Chief Executive of the Council of the Aging, says depositors hurt by low rates getting lower need to get advice before investing in products that might end in their financial ruin.
Obviously, people who have money in the bank or, as is quite common in term deposit products, will be feeling the pinch because those rates will go down. It means people using and relying on that interest income have less income. And we do advise people to think really seriously about taking professional, independent financial advice about what other quite safe options there are for investing their funds other than keeping them in cash. There are investments that are not highly risky. We're talking about people with quite substantial funds, and they should be thinking about how they can make those more productive for them.
That's Ian Yates from the Council of the Aging. And Peter, just while we have you in the studio here, the National Australia Bank's announced more financial pain coming from last year's Financial Services Royal Commission. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the NABs are putting aside an additional $1.2 billion after tax for increased customer remediation, in other words, to deal with misconduct revealed in the Banking Royal Commission. And that, of course, is going to be putting a bit of a dent in its next profit, which is out in November.
The ABC's Peter Ryan, thank you.